right, so we went a little off course yesterday, and we're going to stick with the topic that we started yesterday, which is the Chiddush of Rav Shlomo Kluger, the phenomenal Chiddush of Rav Shlomo Kluger, and then we'll go back to the Minchas Chinuch and all the rest. But the phenomenal Chiddush of Rav Shlomo Kluger, just to review again from yesterday, is that he says he found a Din Chadash, which again, as we, I think, mentioned, whenever you have someone in the 19th century saying that they found a Din Chadash that for centuries has not been found, that is something that should be treated with a healthy dose of skepticism. And he says his din chadash is that if you are a zakein who it's going to be who's going to have to put yourself in an embarrassing or humiliating situation in order to save somebody's life, you could let them die, not save their life, because there's a halacha by Hashavas Aveda. Zakein v'ein lefi kvoda doesn't have to do Hashavas Aveda, and the Gemara Sanhedrin Ayin Gimel says that saving a person's life involves two mitzvos. There's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda and a mitzvah of L'samen Adam Re'echa. So presumably they both follow the rules of Hashavas Aveda, and just like for Hashavas Aveda, zakein v'ein lefi kvoda is Potter, so too for saving somebody's life, a zakin v'ein lefi kvodo is Potter. That was his statement. He had two rayas. Raya number one is our Gemara, because the Gemara asked the Kasha, why do I need a pasuk of L'samen Adam Re'echa? Isn't Hashavas Aveda alone enough to teach me that I have to save a person's life? So the Gemara answered something else. It did not answer, well, L'samen Adam Re'echa teaches me you even have to humiliate yourself. From Hashavas Aveda, you don't have to humiliate yourself. Zakin el Fikvodos Pater. Losama teaches me to even humiliate yourself. The Gemara did not answer that. The fact that the Gemara didn't give that answer and perforce had to say a new Chiddush that you even have to spend money to save somebody's life teaches me that it must be that you don't have to go through humiliation to save somebody's life. That is Zakin el Fikvodo. If Zakin el Fikvodo did have to save somebody's life, then that should have been the Gemara's answer. That should have been what the Gemara said, that even Zakin v'ein lefi kvodo, you have to save somebody's life. The fact that the Gemara didn't give that answer tells you that that it's not an answer.
So we do have to put ourselves in embarrassing situations.
So no, he's saying you don't have to, because if you did, then the Gemara should have said it. The Gemara should have said, that's the difference between Hashavas Aveda and L'Samah. The L'Samah tells you to put yourself in an embarrassing situation. Gemara never said that. It must be, therefore, that you don't have to put yourself in an embarrassing situation. That's right, number one. Right, number two, we saw yesterday, was based on the story the Gemara has of Ayin Hey, with the fellow who was lust sick over a certain woman, and he needed to sleep with her in order to get better, and the doctor said, sorry, he's got to sleep with her, and they asked the Shaila, the rabbi said, no, Yarek Val Yava. They said, okay, how about if he just looks at her aruma, can he do that? The rabbi said, no, Yarek Val Yava, it's from Israel of Gileraz. How about if he just talks to her, Me'achori Ageder? The rabbi said, no, it's Yaharig Valyavar. So the Gemara says, two opinions over there. Who was this woman that he was so lovesick with? Was it Nashas Ish? Well, if it was Nashas Ish, then I understand. This is Arayos. This is something you're not allowed to do. You have to give up your life rather than to sleep with Nashas Ish. But if she was a Pnuya, according to one opinion, she was a Pnuya, she was a single girl, well, then what's the big deal? Let him give up his life. Let him sleep with the girl and not give up his life, save his life. Why do we make such a big deal about sleeping with the Pnuya? It's not Arayos. Let her go to the mikvah. It won't be Nida, it won't be Arayos. And let her sleep with him, save his life. What's the issue? So the Gemara said, now the issue is Pegam Mishpacha. It's going to be terribly embarrassing for her family and for her to have to go through that to save this guy's life. So for Pegam Mishpacha, we let the man die. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, Pegam Mishpacha, we let the man die because it's going to be embarrassing for them. We let a man die? Whatever happened to the mitzvah of L'Samen Adam Re'echa, of Ashiv Oslo, all these mitzvahs of saving a person's life? Pegam Mishpacha? Elamai, what do you see? That, yeah, if it's going to be embarrassing for you, if it's going to be Pekam Mishpacha, Zakin Ve'en El Fikvodo, any sort of embarrassing situation, you're Pater from saving another person's life. And Rav Shlomo Kluger writes at the end, after he says this Chiddush, he says, Kein Nir Lefi Ani Yazdaiti, Nachon Ubarur. He says, I think this is right, and this is clearly right. It's clearly correct based on these two rites. Now, we all read this, and we know that it's incorrect. You read it, and you know that there's something wrong with this comment, but our challenge is not to know that it's incorrect, it's to know why it's incorrect. The intellectual exercise is what's important over here, just in Torah and learning. He had two rayas. How are we going to reject those rayas? Are there any rayas to the contrary? Are there any rayas that we could bring that you do have to embarrass yourself in order to save a person's life? what's wrong with his raya? It's about a Shavas Aveda, about or his application of the din of Zakin Vein Lefi Kvodo. So that's going to be our primary focus. Now, Shlomo Kluger himself, in the very last line, says, it happens to be there's a Rashi in Baba Kama that sounds not like I'm saying, because Rashi in Baba Kama says that you even have to humiliate yourself, Zakin Vein Lefi Kvodo, in order to do the mitzvah of Kvura, to bury a dead body. So I would think that it's a Kal V'chomer that if you have to, Zakin Vein Lefi Kvodo has to do Kvura, that probably you should make sure that the guy doesn't have to be, you know, doesn't die in the first place. But that's, you know, that's not a stark raya against me, but just to point out, there's such a Rashi in Baba Kama. It's almost like, you know, the kashas we're going to have in Rav Shlomo Kluger are going to be vast, they're going to be many, and they're going to be big. For Rav Shlomo Kluger to say, yeah, there's one Rashi in Baba Kama that's mashma a little bit not like me, it sort of sells short the argument against him. Makes, you know, we're going to see a lot better than a mashmos of perhaps a Rashi in Baba Kama. We're going to see a lot better, much better svaras to disagree with Rav Shlomo Kluger over here.
Just from the Gemara itself, yesterday we're looking at, there's a second reason for the reason that he can't sleep with her, even if she is with the Pritza, and then Rava holds that it's a Paras Nashim.
So good. So first of all, answer number one to the raya from Ayin Hey, John Samuel says, very good. The Gemara says, Mishum Pagam Mishpacha is one answer. How do we know that that's the answer we paskin like? The Gemara gives another answer. The Gemara says, no, why, if she's a Pnuya, would you save her from this creep who needs to sleep with her to save his life, right? Why, if she's a Pnuya, what's the big deal? Let her sleep with him. Gemara gives a second answer. It's just we can't have a public policy like that, that any jerk who decides that he must sleep with a girl or else he's going to die is going to be able to make use of Jewish women like this, that the dignity of the Jewish woman, granted in this particular case, if this was the only case in all the history of the world where this would ever happen, yeah, in a chinami, the halacha would be better for her to be with him. But we can't have such a policy that benos yisrael can be prutzos ba'arayos, that we're going to make women do this. That's the answer. So the Gemara, if maybe we pass like that second answer, maybe we don't pass like Rav Papa's answer from Pagam Mishpacha. The second answer. Why? Where do you see that? What does Rabbi say? What does Rabbi say? Where did you look up the Rabbi? Hefkeres Nashim. Very good. So the Rabbi passes, you say, like the second answer. So that's very good. So then you see very well that the Raya is not such a great Raya, because he's saying from Rav Papa, we don't pass like Rav Papa. Yeah, meaning that would be the nafkamina between Rav Papa and Rav Acha Breid Ravika and Nakamara, and maybe we don't pass like Rav Papa, maybe we pass like Rav Acha Breid Ravika. So that rejects his raya from Ayin Hey. What about his raya from Ayin Gimel, his raya from Ar Gemara? And is there any raya that we could bring against Rav Shlomo Kluger? So I don't know if you had a chance or how far you got in it, but Rav Asher Weiss, thinking there are a few Rav Ashers, so I should say which one. In the mirror is Rav Asher Arieli. If you say Rav Asher, it's always Rav Asher Arieli. So Rav Asher Weiss, in Minchas Asher, Vayikra Simon Mem Dalid, dedicated an entire piece to addressing what's so wrong with what Rav Shlomo Kluger said. So he starts out by quoting Rav Shlomo Kluger, then he says, you know, a lot of Gedolim reject Rav Shlomo Kluger for a variety of reasons, but he says, I think there's a fundamental piece missing in all of the critiques of Rav Shlomo Kluger. They're picking on, you know, on Kleinigkeit. They're picking on a little thing here, a little thing there, a svara, this, or that. He said there's something so overarchingly wrong with what Rav Shlomo Kluger is saying, that let's try to keep our eye on the ball over here. He says, let's try to stay focused on what the real issue is. So what is the real issue? He says, l'chora, it's a svara pshuta. Pikuach nefesh is docha kol ha-Torah kula. In general, when it comes to violating a mitzvah, that is violating an aveira or failing to do a mitzvah, that in general is a pagam in the covenant of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Every time we violate an aveira, it's pogam the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yet, we're allowed to violate any aveira in the Torah except for three. 610 mitzvahs and aveiras in the Torah may be violated in order to save a life. Which means we can be pogam the kavod hashchina, the kavod hamakom, the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in 610 different ways in order to save a life. But chas v'shalom, Rashi should get his frock dirty. He's not going to save his own kavod. He's not going to save a life because he's going to. It's going to be a lack of kavod to the rabbi, to the zaked. What do you mean? The Ribbono Shel Olam gives up his kavod 610 different ways, and the kavod of Makom is adif than the kavod of anybody else that you have to show kavod to. How do I know that? Every mitzvah is docha kibarav. Why? Why, if your father tells you to do an avera, do you not have to listen? Because kulchem chayavim bekvodi. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, yeah, you're chayav in the covenant of your father, but your father's chayav in the covenant of me. So my covenant overpowers the covenant you have to show to your father. So the covenant of Zaken that he has to maintain his own dignity, that's going to overpower all it's going to overpower pikuach nefesh. When the covenant of makom and every other mitzvah in the Torah doesn't overpower pikuach nefesh, Rav Asher calls this svarazu pshuta betachlis. It's as pashut a svar as you could possibly have. Plus, he says, we only find this din of zaken venel fikvodo. He says, you have to realize, the Zaken Venel Fikvodo sounds a lot like another sugya we have in Shas. There's a sugya in Brachos Yotes, sugya of Kavod HaBrios. Familiar with the sugya? The Gemara has a very misleading statement. The Gemara says, Kavod HaBrios, Gadol Kavod HaBrios, Shedocha Lo Saseh Shebetorah. The Kavod HaBrios is so important that it could even be Docha Lo Saseh in the Torah. So that's the catchphrase. But then the Gemara goes on to say, well, it's not really Docha Lo Saseh in the Torah. It's Docha Lo Saseh Midrabanan, any love Midrabanan, and it's Docha Naseh in the Torah. It's Docha anything B'Shevi Altaseh, not B'Kum V'Aseh. So it's only Docha Aseh for the most part. It's not Docha Lo Saseh. That's the din of Kavod HaBrios. So for instance, if you find that you're wearing Shatnez Midrabanan, so you don't have to take it off in public because you don't have to undress yourself in public just because you're wearing shatnez midrabanan. It's only midrabanan. But if you're wearing shatnez d'oraisa, so then you do have to take it off because kavod HaBrios is docha only lo saseh midrabanan, not lo saseh midoraisa. So if you're wearing shatnez d'oraisa, so then we apply a competing principle called b'makom sheish chol Hashem in cholkin kavod l'rav. And whenever there's going to be Chil Hashem, we ignore Kavod HaRav. We ignore Kavod of an individual, of a person. So Chil Hashem overpowers. Zaken Venel Fikvodo is a little bit different than Kavod HaBrios. It's like a lower... It's a lesser hit on a person's Kavod than Kavod HaBrios is. Kavod HaBrios is a basic, fundamental attack on human dignity. Zaken Venel Fikvodo is not an attack on human dignity. I'm saying, like, if a Rashiva finds a Barbie doll, so for him to pick it up, to return it, to walk through the streets holding a Barbie doll, it's not a Kavod HaBrios issue. It's not a basic hit on his human dignity. But it's a Zaken Venel Fikvodo issue. It's that a Rashiva shouldn't be walking around with a Barbie doll. Rav Zilberstein has a shaila about a Rashiva returning a lost bicycle, a tricycle or something. So that's not a Kavod HaBrios issue. It's a Zaken Venel Fikvodo issue. It's not a fundamental hit on his human dignity. It's just that based on who he is, on this person's stature, it's beneath his stature. This din of Zaken Venel Fikvodo playing any role in halacha only comes up by Hashavas Aveda and by Priko Te'ina, by the mitzvah to help someone unload their animal as a din of Tzar Bali Chaim. That's the only place it comes. It doesn't come up anywhere else. So he says it's unlikely that it's going to apply to a Pikuach Nefesh situation. Then Rav Asher says, I have another raya. The Gemara says in several places that you cannot learn Isser from Dina Mamanis. Meaning, when it comes to Dina Mamanis, we have certain kulas that we might have that you don't have to do stuff to save other people's money, but that does not necessarily mean that those same kulas will apply to Isser. Like Zaken Venel Fikvodo applies to Dina Mamanis, that you don't have to do Hashavas Aveda for Zaken Venel Fikvodo. We can say the same by Isser. By Isser, we're not going to say the same thing. Because Isser, the Gemara says, in a couple places, is more severe than Dina Mamanis. But according to Shlomo Kluger, Zaken Venel Fikvodo is Dina Isser also. L'samar Adam Reach is not Dina Mamanis. Hashavas Gufo is not Dina Mamanis. It's Isser V'Heter. Furthermore, says Rav Asher, another raya that Rav Shlomo Kluger is wrong. There's a kasha all the Rishonim ask in Bamatzia Lamed Beis. Rabbi Bamatzia Lamed Beis tries to figure out How we know Tzar Balichayim, the Yisur of Tzar Balichayim. So Gemara has a comment that Tzar Balichayim is Doraisa. I think Rav Asher, in a different piece in Minchas Asher somewhere, collects 14 Shitos in Rishonim of where the Yisur of Tzar Balichayim Doraisa comes from. When you have 14 different Shitos, where it comes from, it means it's not abundantly clear where it comes from. Right? Obviously, many of the sources are somewhat weak, and that's why we need to look for other ones. But the Gemara asks, or the Rishonim rather, ask, if the din of Tzar Bei Lechaim is a din d'oraisa, then why is there a heter of Zakin Ve'el Fikvodo? Meaning, Zakin Ve'el Fikvodo shouldn't be a broader heter than Kavod HaBrios. Kavod HaBrios is only Docha Dinim D'Rabbanan. So if Tzar Bei Lechaim is a din d'oraisa, why is there a heter of Zakin Ve'el Fikvodo to unload an animal? Animals loaded up with whatever, with underwear, packages of underwear, and it's embarrassing for me to be unloading underwear off of an animal. For someone to see me, they can get a picture. It's going to be on, you know, whatever, all over the internet, on the blogs. That, you know, that will be the end of Leif Shlomo. The rabbi walks around carrying underwear all in, you know, so that it's going to be embarrassing. I have a cousin who's on the board of Yeshiva University, and he was, we were at a bat mitzvah the other night. And he's like, can you just come with me for a second? And he like pushed me toward the dance floor where all the girls were dancing. He's like, I just want to take a picture to put an end to Leif Shlomo. Okay. Thank you very much. the Rishonim asked the Kasha, that if it's a din d'oraisa, Tzar Bei Lechaim is din d'oraisa, how could there be a heter of Zakin Ve'el Fikvodo for Prika, for unloading an animal? So three answers given by the Rishonim. The Ramban answers that Kavod HaTorah is Docha Tzar Bei Lechaim. Yes, Tzar Bei Lechaim is an important value, but Kavod HaTorah is a more important value than Tzar Bei Lechaim. Answer number two, the Ran suggests, Tzar Bei Lechaim is different than other Yisurim because, let's say, doesn't it hurt an animal? Isn't it tsar to an animal to shecht it and eat it? Isn't it tsar to an animal to shear off its fur and use it as a fur coat?
In regards to shechting, it actually is painless.
What?
In regards to shechting, it's painless.
It's painless, okay. But probably if you were to interview the animal and you were to ask, would you rather be shechted or would you rather stay alive, you'd probably say... What? Yeah, in Okinami, but the animal would rather stay alive, wouldn't it? Right? Meaning, it would rather be shechted than however else you might kill it to eat it, than hunt it, let's say. But it would probably rather stay alive. It's probably not so comfortable how they take 1,000 chickens and they stick them in a single box and, you know, and they pull them out one at a time. It's probably not so comfortable. You've been to Kaparos. Probably not so comfortable. So why what happens to Tzar Bei Lechaim? Why is that allowed? So Elamite, Tzar Bei Lechaim, the rule is, why are we allowed to do experimentation or medical research on animals? I know a guy who does it, that's what he does all days. He researches with lab rats, different medications or whatever. He's a psychiatrist who studies the effects of dementia and whatever. And so I said, oh, you know how to treat dementia. I didn't know what he does, I just knew he was a psychiatrist. I said, oh, you treat dementia? He goes, only if you're a rat. I can cure you if you're a rat, but other than that, I don't know how they know if a rat has dementia. And I'm not really sure. But is it, what about Tzar Bei Lechaim? So the rule is Litzorech Adam is not called Tzar Bei Lechaim. If it's for human needs, then it's not Tzar Bei Lechaim. Then there's a heter of Tzar Bei Lechaim. How do you define a human need? Well, for medical research, it's a human need. For eating, is a human need. Not to be humiliated and smelly and whatever is a human need. Not to have my picture up on a blog or on a video on YouTube of me unloading underwear from an animal. It's a human need. So that's the Teretz of the Ran. That this is just another example of a human need. That's why Tzar Bei Lechaim is not going to be docha. That's why Tzar Bei Lechaim is not going to be docha. The Kavod HaBrios will be docha. The Zakim Ve'el Fikvodo will be docha the Tzar Bei Lechaim. Third answer, the Radvaz quotes. The Radvaz says, quoted in the Shidduch Gvetzes, that Tzar Bei Lechaim is a less chamor iser than all the other isurim daraisa. Unbelievable shita of the Radvaz. Yes, the Gemara says Sar El Chaim is daraisa. What kind of din daraisa is it? Is it a los asay? Is it an asay? The Radvaz says it's really neither. There's no mitzvah in the Torah. There's no iser in the Torah. It's just there. It's just like you're not allowed to do it. So it's less than everywhere else in the Torah. So what in the world does that mean? What do you mean it's there? Where is it? If it's not an asay and it's not a los asay, so what is it? So Rav Asher, in the piece on Tzar Bailei Chaim, after going through all 14 possible sources, suggests that none of these sources are correct, and Tzar Bailei Chaim is based on Ratzon HaTorah. This is an idea that Rav Asher Weiss is very into, that you can have an Isser based on what the Torah says, based on the Divrei Torah, the words of the Torah, then sometimes you just get an impression of the Ribbono Shel'Olam's Ratzon. Based on all the stories we learn about Moshe being a shepherd and this woman, you just get the idea that there's a Ratzon HaTorah not to hurt animals. Very unbelievable. Chiddush, Rav Asher thinks that that's a Yesod Gadol. Thinks that Ratzon HaTorah is enough to create a Din Daraisa. What kind of Din Daraisa? Slightly lower level Din Daraisa than all the other Din Daraisa. And therefore, the Zakh Me'en Lefi Kvodo is going to overpower Tzar Bailei Chaim, even though it wouldn't overpower other, just like Kavod Abri does not overpower other Din Daraisa. Tzar Bailei Chaim is a lesser Din Daraisa. But what you see from all three answers is that it was pashut to everybody that a real Isser Daraisa would never be compromised for Zakh Me'en Lefi Kvodo. Only Tzar Bailei Chaim would be, for whatever reason. Because Tzar Bailei Chaim is a Tzaruch Liadam, because it's a lesser Din Daraisa, Kavanah Torah, something like that. So it should be pashut that the mitzvah of saving a life should not be pushed away for Zakim and Lefi Kvodah. Now, the truth is that the strongest raya? It's pashut that saving life would not be pushed off the Zakin Vein Lefi Kvodo, because all other Yisrim Daraisa you don't push away the Zakin Vein Lefi Kvodo. I don't think we're saying that you would push off the mitzvah when it's Zakin Vein Lefi Kvodo. I think what Rav Shlomo Kluger was saying is that the geder of the din that you have to save a life, the geder of the mitzvah is, look, I have to save a life in certain circumstances. It's pashut that it's not in every circumstance that I have to save a life, right? For instance, if I would have to die in order to save a life, I don't have to do that. I'm not mechuyev to do that. Or let's say Beis Din is about to kill someone for who's chayv misa. It's pashut that I don't have to jump in and say, no, don't kill him, you can't do it, and try to save his life when there's no legal argument to save his life. There are gedarim. There are circumstances. The circumstance is, most of the time that someone's dying, you have to save his life. Rav Shlomo Kluger was suggesting that part of the geder is that the chiv is only chal when it's not a zakin vein lefi kvodo, when it's not going to be embarrassing. Just like the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda, it's only chal when it's not going to be embarrassing. The chakira that he quotes is as follows about zakin vein lefi kvodo. There's a din in Bab Metzia. And this is important in terms of, this is how Rav Moshe really rejects Rav Shlomo Kluger. Take a look at the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Yeah, it's in your packet somewhere. Dav Lamed Amud Beis. Gemara in Bava Metzia wants to know, how do you define Zakin Vein Lefi Kvodo? Let's say I see something, okay, the dirty underwear on the street, I'm pretty sure that for me, it's for any of us, it's Zakin Vein Lefi Kvodo. We're all zakin enough that it's embarrassing to pick up a pair of dirty underwear on the street and try to return it. Good? We could all be maskim to that. Let's say you see a Barbie doll on the street. Okay, that's not quite dirty underwear. You know, I have a 3-year-old daughter. Like, people wouldn't be so shocked if I'm carrying around a Barbie doll. It could be for my 3-year-old daughter. Right, let's go something a little less embarrassing than that. I don't know. You could think of things. I mean, where do I draw the line? What's called Ein Lefi Kvodo? How do we define Ein Lefi Kvodo? Let's say it's, a Knicks jersey. So for me to wear a Knicks jersey would be, like, a little weird. But I have children, and it's at least a boy's thing. It's not a girl's thing like a Barbie doll. So where do you draw the line exactly, the Zakin Vein Lefi Kvodo? So the Gemara gives us a rule. Amar Rava, kol shebishalo machzir, bishal chaveru nami machzir. V'kol shebishalo parik v'toin, bishal chaveru nami parik v'toin. Very simple rule. If it were my Barbie doll, my daughter's Barbie doll, would I return it, or would I just say, you know what, it's not worth the embarrassment? If the answer is that I would pick it up and I would return it, then if it's somebody else's daughter's Barbie doll, I need to do the same. Probably if it were the person's own, the zaken's own dirty underwear, as long as they didn't have a label on it where he would be caught, you know, if it was his own dirty underwear, he probably would not pick it up, would say, you know what, just let it be and, you know, not go through the embarrassment. Mele, he doesn't have to do it for somebody else either. The big raya against Rav Shlomo Kluger, Rav Eliashiv, Rav Moshe, they all say against Rav Shlomo Kluger is that, granted, you're right, maskin, Zaken Veinolafi Kvodos Pater from Hashavas Aveda and therefore Pater from saving a life. But how do you define Zaken Veinolafi Kvodo? The definition of Zaken Veinolafi Kvodo is whatever you wouldn't do for yourself, you don't have to do for somebody else. Would you ruin your frock to save your own life? Of course you would. Would you jump into a pile of manure to save your own life? Of course you would. Memela, you're chayev to do that to save somebody else's life. That's the definition of zaken veinu lefi kvodo. That's how Rav Eliashiv and Rav Moshe reject Rav Shlomo Kluger. Says Rav Asher, I like it. It's good. But it's not so pashut that that's a valid rejection of Rav Shlomo Kluger. Why is it not so pashut? There are two ways to understand that Gemara. Rav Asher phrases it as, is that Gemara giving an Even HaBochein or a Mahus? Meaning, when the Gemara is telling me that whatever I would do for myself, I have to do for somebody else, is Gemara telling me, look, I'm not sure what's called a Bizayon to me. I don't really know if it's a Bizayon or not a Bizayon. So the Even HaBochein, the way to tell, you know, what the, whether it's Lefik Fodo or not, is would I do it for myself? Or maybe no. Maybe it's describing the very definition, the mahus of the Ptur of Zaken Veinu Lefik Fodo. That the gather of the din is, I don't have to do for somebody else what I wouldn't do for myself. The difference between the two tzadim is as follows. The first tzad is saying, that I'm not sure if this is really embarrassing for me. Well, if I'm not sure, the way to tell if it really is embarrassing for me is what I do it for myself. But let's say I knew it was really embarrassing for me. According to the first side, if I know it's really embarrassing for me, even if I would do it for myself, I'm pater from doing it for somebody else. Because the halacha is not that whatever I would do for myself, I have to do for somebody else. The halacha is I don't have to do something embarrassing. And as long as I'm able to label it clearly, I know for sure this is embarrassing, I am potter. Even if I would do it for myself. The Gemara is just saying, if you're not sure if it's embarrassing or not, a good way to tell is would you do it for yourself. But that's not the definition of the din. The definition of the din is whatever is embarrassing, I'm potter. That's the definition. If I'm not sure, again, a good way to tell, a good way to tell, is it really embarrassing, is it not embarrassing, is by using what I do, figuring out what I do for myself. But that's not the definition. The definition is it embarrassing? Jumping into a pile of manure is embarrassing. It's pashut. I don't need to come to this, oh, well, would I do it, would I not do it? It doesn't matter. If it's embarrassing, it's embarrassing. Done. Then I don't have to do it. I'm pater. But if you understand like the second side, that it's all a geder, that the very geder of Hashavas Aveda is that whatever I would return for myself, I have to return for somebody else. And that's what the Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Lamed is teaching me. It's teaching me the very geder of the din of Hashavas Aveda, that anything I would do for myself, I have to do for somebody else. So then, jumping into a pile of manure is something I would do for myself in order to save a life. Maybe I would have to do for somebody else. Nafkamina lemaisa, let's say. We think saving life is so hard. Someone realizes that they took off their diamond ring or something and they put it on the table, on the plastic tablecloth, and we took the plastic tablecloth and dumped it out in the garbage. Now it's out in the dumpster in the back. Are you mechuyev to help them look for it going through the dumpster? So it's fundamentally eino lefi kvodo. To go through garbage with dirty diapers and last night's dinner, and it's fundamentally eino lefi kvodo for any of us, probably. If you say like the first tzad, that anything that's embarrassing memela is not included in the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, so then I'm pater. I don't have to go look through. But if you say no, the gedder of a Shavas Aveda is whatever I would do for myself, I have to do for somebody else. Well, if it was my wife's diamond ring, you could bet I'd be going through the garbage looking for it. Memela would have to do it for somebody else. So says Rav Asher, Rav Moshe's rejection and Rav Yashiv's rejection of Rav Shlomo Kluger assumes the second side. Assumes that Zaken Ve'el Fi Kvod was the gedder adin, not just an Evan Aboche. Question? Oh, good. Meaning, if it's the gedder, why are you pater from paying money for Hashavas Aveda? That's a good question. Right. Meaning, what you have to say is that there's a separate din that paters you from money, that paters you from paying. Separate din that Binam L'Chaveros you pater from paying for. But yeah, but anything that involves personal sacrifice, that would be the gedder. Now. Rav Asher, okay, so that's Rav Asher's Chakira. So even though this whole piece is dedicated to try to reject Rav Shlomo Kluger, you know, over here he says, let's be honest, that, you know, the rejection of Rav Moshe and Rav Eliashiv based on Bamitzia Daf Lamed is not necessarily true. It would really depend on that very, I find very fascinating Chakira in the din of Hashavas Aveda in general, right? And the Nafkamina would be in that case of the diamond ring that may be lost. Vayter and Rav Asher, he goes on to say, let's take a look at his rayos. Let's take a look at the rayos of Shlomo Kluger. By the way, just in terms of that chakira, of which side is correct, is it a geder, or is it an even habochein, or is it mahus? Right, which way do you want to understand it? So he says he saw in the tshuvas pre-Yitzchak, chelik beis simen nun tes, that who writes the afim yadinon behechleit the inza lekvodo beinei abrios mikomakum kimin shayosu kenatz mechayv ulimchal kvodo gam lahatzim lom chavero. He assumes it's upper pashut that whatever you would do for yourself, you have to do for somebody else, even if it's a pegam in your kavod. So then he says, so then if that's correct, then obviously Rav Moshe's raya is very good. Furthermore, he says, the halachin or chaim simin reish nun sif aleph lo yomer adam shabusha hulo lahatriach atzmo ba'achonas tzorchei Shabbos. Person should never say that, you know, I'm gonna mop the floors look up at Shabbos on Friday afternoon. You know who I am. It's pastimish for someone of my stature to mop the floors. Person should never say that. First of all, you know the Gemaras and Shabbos mention all the stories. The Amoraim used to do this. On Erev Shabbos, they would all do all sorts of menial tasks for Shabbos. Says the Shulchan Aruch, "Dezek vodo shemechavid es Shabbos." The greatest kavod for the person is to be mechavid Shabbos. So it's not a bizayin at all. And that comes from the Rambam in the 30th parak of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Vav. So even though Talmud Chacham is not supposed to be pogim as kavod to do malacha publicly, but when it's l'tzarchei Shabbos, it's not a pegam. Adrabba, zeu kvodo. Everyone realizes he's doing it l'kavod Shabbos, and that when people realize that he's doing this l'kavod the mitzvah, you think they're going to respect the Talmud Chacham less when they find out that he mops the floors l'kavod Shabbos? They're going to respect him more. They see him stam doing housework. Like, come on, it's beneath his dignity. What's he doing? But they see him doing l'kavod Shabbos. So it's not, then they'll respect him even more for it. That is his kavod. So says Rav Asher, yeah, it's beneath his kavod to jump into a pile of manure. But if they realize why he's doing it, is that beneath his kavod? That's not beneath his kavod. Adrabba, that kufa is his kavod. So again, it's hard to apply Zaken Ve'el Fi Kvod to saving somebody's life. Is that a great raya from Hilchos Shabbos? Is that a great raya from Hilchos Shabbos? I don't know. I'm not sure if that's such a great raya. Right. That's just more of a private thing when you're sweeping your house or mopping the floor or whatever.
Even in public,
Yeah, and even in public would be mutter to do. But why might this be different? Because it's not part of the geder mitzvah of preparing for Shabbos that you pater from. That zakavin al fikvado is pater. So we have such an expression that, you know, zehu kvodo. Don't worry about being embarrassed when you do a mitzvah, because adrab is the greatest covenant to do the mitzvah. But if it's not the mitzvah is to do it when it doesn't pogim akavod. I'm pater in this case. So then it's not zehu kvodo. Why would it be zehu kvodo? I'm pater. That's why I don't think it's a great raya. Zakavin al fikvado is not a patur in Hilchos Shabbos. In Hilchos preparing for Shabbos, it's a patur in a Shabbos Aveda. So when I do preparing for Shabbos and it's going to be begun my covenant, everyone will say, oh, but he's doing it for Shabbos, so that is his covenant, because he's doing this great mitzvah. But not when I don't have the mitzvah. I don't have a mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda, because it's not going to be able to be kvod or patur. So why would you say, no one's going to say that's his greatest covenant? It's not his greatest covenant. Reminds me of the story, you know, the story of Gifter. They tell the Talmud, when they tell the Kollel guys, complaints of Gifter that, you know, he learns Torah all day and he's a Chashva Talmud Chacham, and he comes home and his wife makes him take out the garbage. And he says, you know, it's beneath my dignity. I'm learning Torah all day. I'm going to go take out the garbage. She doesn't understand. Where's the Kavod HaTayr? So Gifter said, you're right. He said, okay, good, thank you. And next morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, there's a knock on the door. They open up, and it's Rav Gifter there. And the guy says, oh, Shiva, what are you doing here? Can I help you? So I came to take out your garbage. Apparently it's beneath your dignity, so I'm here to help. So the guy got the message. That's the story they say. I remember I was in Edison, New Jersey once with my in-laws, and the rabbi told that story. Have I told you this? The rabbi told that story in shul, and you know, when we come home from shul, and my mother-in-law said to my father-in-law, what did the rabbi speak about in shul? He said, Rav Gifter's supposed to take out our garbage. Everyone takes out a different message. So, now, going to the rayas themselves that Rav Shlomo Kluger brought. I mean, it's nice to have rayas against him, and svaras against him, and the greatest raya here is a svar pshuta, but what about his rayas? What about Rav Shlomo Kluger's rayas? So if you look in Os Beis, on page Reish Pei Hei in the Minchas Asher, he said, first of all, you have to realize Shlomo Kluger is based on two assumptions. His raya isn't just stam raya; he's making two assumptions. Number one, he's assuming that a zaken v'ein lefi kvodo is pater from the ma'isa v'ashevosa, just like he's pater from hashev teshivim. Hashevosa is a different pasuk than hashev teshivim. So just like zaken v'ein lefi kvodo is pater from hashev teshivim of hashavas mamon, he's also pater from hashevosa of hashavas gufo. Well, why are there two psukim? Because that's exactly it, right? The Gemara's drasha was, how do I know that there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda on a person's physical body? Because had I only had a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda on a person's monetary, you know, on things that he owns, on his assets, on items that he owns, it just would have said a Shev Teshivim. Why does it have to have an additional pasuk of Hashivoso? That pasuk is exclusively for Hashavas Gufo. Hashev Teshivim is where we have a din of Zaken V'ein Lefi Kvodo. Rav Shlomo Kluger assumes that same din of Zaken V'ein Lefi Kvodo will go on the other pasuk of Hashivoso, Hashavas Gufo, not just Hashavas Mamona. That's assumption number one. Assumption number two, that Lo Samod would follow the same Gedarim as Hashavas Aveda. Because the Gemara is explicit, Lo Samod is another reason why you have to save somebody's life. So it would follow the same limitation, same Gedarim as Hashavas Aveda. Rav Shlomo Kluger proved that point. He said it has to be, because otherwise the Gemara would have answered, what's the difference? Why do I need those Sama? The Gemara would have answered for Zaken V'ein Lefi Kvodo. So he says, must be that Los Sama would follow the same Gedarim. Says Rav Asher, V'nira Pashut, De'ed mi divrei Gemara raya de Petorah Zaken Milo Sasa Los Sama. He says, like someone, I think someone said before, the Gemara asked, why do I need Los Sama? I already have Vashivoso. So the Gemara answered, Lo Samo teaches me they have to spend money also. Right? Rav Shlomo Kluger said, oh, why didn't the Gemara answer Zaken V'ein Lefi Kvodo? Must be that it's not true. Is that the best raya? No, you know why the Gemara didn't answer Zakim Yilfi Kvodo? Because it had a different answer. It could have answered Zakim Yilfi Kvodo. It could have answered maybe any number of other answers. And they all would have been good. The Gemara has no responsibility to list every single answer that it knows. There's an expression that Chazal have. Adifa minei mishani. Tosus uses a lot of places. He had a better answer. So this answer is true also. The fact that you can't bring a raya from what the Gemara doesn't say. You have to bring a raya from what the Gemara does say. So maybe it's just adifa minei mishani. He says, "V'ki agavna b'kol hashas, lo nakhtim b'kol hanafkamin, it's al-chadam, ikam ha-taimim." He says, but the problem is, that's not going to work. Ach be'emes ein lo markein. Nah, you can't say that that's a rejection of Shlomo Kluger. El lemad mashma me rashi sham di alfin mi lo samar adam reecha de chayv le megar mi svara she kasad mashmas de krat chazora kol tzalim latzila. Meaning, we have machlokas rishonim. We have machlokas rishonim. Rashi and the Ran. How does Lo Samo teach me that you have to spend money? The Gemara said, why do I need Lo Samo? I really have Ashivoso. Oh, Lo Samo teaches me you have to spend money. How? How do we learn from Lo Samo that you have to spend money? Rashi understands that the words Lo Samo imply that you need to spend money. The words themselves imply that you need to spend money. The Ran understands, no, there's nothing about the words that imply you have to spend money. It's just that it's an extra pasuk, so we got to do something with the pasuk, right? Big difference. There's a big difference between the two. According to Rashi, the words Lo Samo somehow mean you have to spend money. According to the Ran, the words don't mean anything. It's just that there's an extra pasuk, so the pasuk must mean something. So Gemara says it must mean you have to spend money. If it's true that a zakin ve'lo fi kvodo is chayiv based on Lo Samo. So if you hold like the Ran, that the only reason I say you have to spend money is because we have an extra pasuk. There's nothing else to do with this pasuk. What do you mean? There is something else to do with this pasuk. Say it's zaken venu fikvoda. And mimeli, you don't have any hechrich to say that you have to spend money. The only reason I want to say, according to the Ran, you have to spend money is because it's just an extra pasuk lying around. So what am I going to do with this extra pasuk? Right? That's the only reason to say you have to spend money. But if you hold that zaken venu fikvoda is chayiv, so it's not an extra pasuk. I need Lo Samo. Tell me Zakim Ve'lo Fi Kvodo Schayiv. But if you hold like Rashi, then Rosh Shlomo Kluger's Raya is a good Raya. Because if you hold like Rashi, it's not an extra pasuk. It's not because it's an extra pasuk that I learned you have to spend money. It's because the words mean you have to spend money. So it could be true that I learned from this pasuk that Zakim Ve'lo Fi Kvodo Schayiv, and I would still learn that you have to spend money. So then you could say, sorry, then Rosh Shlomo Kluger's Raya would not be a good Raya. Then you could say, according to Rashi, would not be a good raya, because you could say very easily that the pasuk is teaching me several things. And the Gemara just mentioned one of them. So there's no hechrich that it's not going to be Fikvodos Potter. The Gemara could have said it's not going to be Fikvodos Chayv also. The Gemara could have said many things. The Gemara just mentions one of them. So it's totally in the machlokas Rashi in the Ran. Rosh Shlomo Kluger's whole raya only works l'fishitas Ran. It's not going to work l'fishitas Rashi, because it's only according to the Ran that the Gemara has to say that we're using this pasuk for one thing and one thing only. And the fact that the Gemara uses it for money means it's not using it for zakin ve'lo fi kvodo. But according to Rashi, we could be using the pasuk for several things. Because the words themselves mean you don't have to spend money, and just the presence of the pasuk might be teaching me other things, like zakin ve'lo fi kvodo. Okay, we'll leave off Rav Asher at that. We'll see maybe if we go a little... But he has more nice things to say in this piece, but we'll see. We'll try to move on in the sugya to other issues aside from Zakim Ve'lo Fi Kvodo tomorrow.